My name's Garbage Dump. My name's Carolyn Sneeze Jack. My name's Bathroom Pump. My name's Derek Bathroom.
Garbage Dump in Bathroom
Pump.
My name's...
It's showtime!
My name's Chris Cash. Hi, I'm Chris Cash, and my daughter is, does Elvis.
World record!
My daughter's a Swifty.
World record!
World record!
World record! Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody, welcome to my show.
Yeah, this is going to be an ASMR episode.
Okay, so I'm slowly cutting your foot. Okay, there's blood coming out, but it smells really good. Hi, I'm David Angel, and I'm a motorcycle collector.
I like Chris Cash. I think that's my favorite
Chris
one
Cash,
so far.
And I've been arrested.
Chris Cash is a good name.
Chris Cash.
Chris Cash.
Denny Gelato.
Do you know about Presley Cash?
No.
You guys ever see that documentary about the child actors who live in that compound on Cahuenga?
No, on the Oakwood apartments.
Yeah. I mean, it's not Oakwoods anymore, but there was one of them. There's a young girl and her mom moved from, you know, some place in Missouri or some shit, and she changed her name to Presley Cash.
Presley or Presley?
Presley.
Cash. Okay, I was gonna say Presley. That's like they even got the name wrong.
You know Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
Imagine he was mixed with Elvis Presley.
So Presley Cash.
I would say
Or
can't
Elvis
go wrong.
Johnny Elvis.
You can't go wrong there, can you?
No.
It's showtime!
That was real.
That was a real sneeze.
You want one of these?
No.
Okay.
You're eating all kinds of fruit snacks.
I have a sugar problem. I'm trying to kick it. But
well, at least you don't have two little kids with fucking giant Easter baskets full of chocolate from all the grandparents.
Like, literally, there's probably four Easter baskets.
Try to, like, not eat a handful of peanut butter cups.
Why don't you just throw it in the trash?
That's what we do will. After a while. Oh, okay. We just go, all right, we got to get rid of this.
I've heard a good technique is to pour bong water on it. Uh-huh. That keeps you from eating stuff.
We don't have a bong.
Get a bong.
We need to get a bong.
I gave my bong away. I had
to
that
who?
Freeze bong. I gave it to Brendan.
Brendan who?
For his birthday.
Oh.
Brendan Small.
You gave him a bong for his birthday.
It was like a $300 bong. I got it for Freeze Pipe was a sponsor.
I bet that bong, the worth of the bong, the second you bring it home, it becomes 1% of the price.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when it's not, like, I never used it. Mm-hmm. It's got coils
it.
In it. I used the pipe. They sent me a freeze pipe.
Right.
Which is, it has, like, these coils with some kind of liquid, so you mm-hmm. can freeze it.
Yeah, antifreeze.
It doesn't crack the thing.
That would be glycerin.
Yeah. And, and then the bong is like, yeah, it's a complicated bong, but I'm like, I'm never going to use this.
Does Brendan Small smoke tons of dope?
He's probably never used it either.
He's
I just was like,
doper?
I have to get this out of my house. And I mean, he smokes as much as anybody. No, I mean, like, he'll smoke a little bit of pot. I don't want to get the guy in trouble.
Get him in trouble.
Pot's legal now. You can smoke
but
as much as
you
want.
But not a lot of people. So is masturbation. But what if I said he masturbates every day?
That's what's new. Everybody does.
Okay, let's call someone and ask.
Every day.
I got to every day or I turn into a demon.
Oh really?
It's called getting out the poison.
Get the poison out, yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta get the poison out.
It's like don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. Don't talk to me until I've masturbated.
Talk to me until I've drained them.
Oh yeah, right. Wasn't that weird guy on Howard Stern saying that?
The Sibian inventor.
Let the poison out.
Get the poison
ugh,
out.
Like this weird old guy. Ugh.
Where can you buy a Sibian?
What's a Sibian?
It's like
it's a sex machine.
It's a sex toy, but it's a
what?
Giant, like it looks like a big saddle thing.
Oh. And girls sit on it.
And you sit on it.
It sounds like something you could just make.
Well, it's like, why don't you just get a vibrator?
Well, but it's not a Sibian.
Do you think that it's bad to say, talk about draining the balls in front of your significant other? Like, is that a turnoff? Would you say Brendan was like, damn, I wonder if I'll get my balls drained this week?
I don't know if it's a turn off. It's not a turn on, I guess. But it's like, whatever.
What about saying, oh, man, I went to TSA and they double drained.